A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Surprise. It was unique and impactful, and the result has made history. Here tonight, we already have a brand new X Division champion in Josh Alexander, and now we have new Knockouts Tag Team Champions, Jordynne Grace and Rachel Ellery.
What a way to make your debut on Rebellion, winning the Knockouts Tag Team titles.
Hey everyone, it's Jack from Cultaholic here, and of course Impact Wrestling's Under Siege is this Sunday, May 15th on Impact Plus, and I'm delighted to be joined by a wrestler on that very card defending her newly won Knockouts Tag Team Championship. It's the one and only Rachel Ellering. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me. I love being introduced as half of the Knockouts Tag Team Champions.
Well, that was my first question, actually. It was going to be, how does it feel to have won gold so soon as well in your Impact career, or this stage of your Impact career?
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, my pay-per-view debut and my Impact debut. And so I'm truly, truly so, so happy and so proud, of Jordynne and myself. It's been a very crazy last year for everyone. The last 2 years for me have been not ideal. And so to come back and be put in this position and to deliver and, you know, now be part of the champs, I'm honored.
It must be very exciting as well to not only team with somebody like Jordynne Grace, obviously very, very talented herself, but also to be part of a women's division that I think is often considered one of the best in wrestling, really, certainly in mainstream wrestling. So what's it like to share a locker room with that women's division?
Yeah, definitely. So that was really one of the big reasons I chose to come to Impact, was the respect I have for those girls in that locker room, and knowing that that division for the last how many years, just when you think maybe they've lost a person or two, it just turns around and somehow they find even more stacked talent. And so I wanted to be a part of that. And most of those girls I've wrestled, you know, on the indies or, you know, outside of Impact. And so to now be with them here, and, you know, we can kind of put our creative juices to work and really bring out the best in each other. That's what I was after. And so I definitely made the right choice.
You've been on a little bit of a journey over the past couple of years. How do you think you've learned a lot in those past 2 years?
Oh my gosh, that's the understatement of the century. I've learned so much about, you know, myself first and foremost, but then about other people, you know, other people that, you know, sometimes you think you're close with, and then, you know, things happen, and just even what I want out of my career and out of the journey and the type of place I want to, you know, work at. And so that all, you know, has kind of led me to Impact, and that growth that I've gone through in the last year or two, has really just kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things. And, you know, self-growth is a wonderful thing. And I truly feel that I'm my best self right now. And I'm excited to show that to Impact fans.
What's it like being part of a tag team as well? Because certainly the last time I was familiar with you was more as a singles wrestler, whereas now you're getting a chance to, certainly, at least from my point of view, do something a bit different. But is tag team wrestling always something you've been passionate about, or is this more of a new beginning?
So this is kind of a new beginning in a way, just because, like you said, I usually was a singles performer, and now being in the team is a little bit different, but I've always loved tag team wrestling and, you know, my dad's connection with tag team wrestling. But then I truly just enjoy watching, you know, multi-women matches. It's a different dynamic. You know, people can be so creative with what they come up with and how they go about the match. And so I was very eager to kind of dip my toe into that pool. And I think it's a perfect fit.
That was your Impact debut and your pay-per-view debut as well. But you appeared, I believe, was it the week of the pay-per-view, making a surprise run in. And I've always wanted to know what it's like to make your debut in a sort of unannounced surprise kind of spot. Is that a little bit nerve-wracking?
So it was nerve-wracking, I think, just because it's been such a bizarre last year for everybody in the world, right? Things just have not been normal. And maybe if I had been out there working independent shows and doing stuff every week, it wouldn't have been so nerve-wracking. But
yeah.
I was very, very nervous. And it's just that anticipation, right, of waiting for, you know, your music to hit, and then you kind of forget how warm the lights can be when you're out there. So you just start sweating uncontrollably. And so it's just, you know, it's a different environment than I've been in a hot minute. But it's funny how the second you slide into a ring or get into a ring, you know, at the pay-per-view, it just feels like home. You know, it just feels like home, and there's a comfort about it. And I felt so calm and at peace when I, you know, ran out there to help Jordan when it was the dust settled. And I just knew that I'm exactly where I should be. And this is my home.
Jazz, the legendary Jazz, of course, had some very kind words to say about you as well. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain, does that add a certain pressure? I imagine it's also very flattering as well, though, to hear. What kind of feelings does that kind of conjure within you when somebody like Jazz, of her stature, says such things about you?
Yeah, having Jazz out there for that night, you know, winning the titles with Jordan was just the cherry on top, right? That was so special for me. You know, some people know, some people don't. Maybe like a year into my career, I got to wrestle Jazz in a singles match, and I was a baby. And afterwards in the locker room, she sat and she talked with me, you know, as if I was just a peer. And she had no reason to, right? She had no reason to be so kind to me. She's Jazz, right? And that has always stuck with me. And that will always mean a lot to me. And I hope that, you know, later in my career, I can carry myself as well as she carries herself. You know, she truly is a badass, but then she also has a heart of gold. And so it's, you know, it's extremely flattering when someone like Jazz says anything complimentary, but to have her kind of involved with the first steps of my Impact career it's just remarkable. You know, if I would have told myself 10 years ago, hey, believe it or not, on a pay-per-view, you're going to win the tag belts and Jazz is going to be ringside.
Yeah.
I would have never believed that, not in a million years. So it's a treat.
You touched upon just a little bit earlier, what a bizarre year it has been for everybody. But all the way through that, there have been a lot of kind things said about Impact Wrestling in that time. Words like consistency. People seem to feel that the product has managed to handle all the difficulties with remarkable capability in the past sort of 12 months or so. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Impact has been able to kind of navigate these waters comparably quite well?
Yeah, I think they've handled it beautifully. I think first and foremost, they looked at this and wanted to care about the people behind the show, you know, and because at the end of the day, we all have, you know, we have families and we're individuals outside of being performers. And so I think them putting that first and making sure that everybody was okay and taken care of, that makes all the difference in the world. A little bit of care, a little bit of, you know, empathy, that goes a long, long way. And so I think that was the first piece to building this great puzzle of pandemic wrestling for Impact. And, you know, having Skyway Studios in Nashville available and being able to have that closed set and just embracing that. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult for everybody, right? Every company faces their challenges with this. But at the end of the day, I think Impact just embraced it and made the most of it and found ways to honestly take advantage of it, right? And a lot of things with Susan, right? You wouldn't be able to do with full crowds there. And it makes the show, it's just a very cool part of the show that, you know, they've got to add in because of the pandemic. So they've taken advantage of it in the best way.
Yes, 100%. Now, my final question is, apart from, of course, successfully, hopefully, defending your tag team, your Knockouts tag team titles at Under Siege, what are your plans going forward in Impact Wrestling?
It's a tricky question, and it sounds like such a generic answer, but I truly want to every single week, for you guys, it's, you know, on Impact Plus to watch here, Access TV. I want everyone who watches to see the very best version of Rachel Ellery, you know, whether that's in an interview, whether that's in a tag match, a singles match, no matter what it is, I want to deliver and be my best self. And I feel very, very confident in that. And then at the end of the day, I mean, I'll just say it. I want to be one of the best Knockouts of all time.
Sounds good. Well, it sounds like you're on a good start to that as well. Thank you very much, Rachel Ellery, and best of luck for the future as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Experience Impact Wrestling like never before with instant access to all of your favorite episodes of Impact, Explosion, Greatest Matches, Legend, content from promotions around the world, plus live monthly exclusive premium specials and so much more.
This is spectacular!
What a match!
The Impact Wrestling app has you covered with Impact Plus, featuring thousands of hours of on-demand action.
This has escalated quickly!
Stream groundbreaking originals.
We are all artists.
Get more exclusive content and experience a new and improved accessibility control and freedom like never before.
This night's just getting started!
Watch free without a subscription and stream Impact Plus anytime on your favorite device. Download the Impact Wrestling app now and experience Impact like never before.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.